regards to that.
Well, I think we're in a issue, and I mean, I have the first one, just because we got that mark on all their sides of some of these little countries.
He's doing that, citizens committee here.
I think I'm right in having that citizens committee, and coming, well, right with Cole Lewis and these people in Jim Rome's, they are, they just expect you to be.
They really don't, but I think maybe with this one, it's not a bad thing to do anyway.
They're gonna have it with their issue appointments.
Cutting out the stop in a third city also reduces by a fairly substantial amount. Some of it reduces Secret Service, it reduces WACA, you know, that kind of stuff too.
It may be that I don't have any stops other than once that they can, which can that reduce it more?
Yeah, that would reduce it some more, but if the other stop is not an overnight stop, isn't too much of a problem. That's what it should be, I think, is just fly out and
maybe the morning need to do any other. Just on the ground, it's a business trip, and we're not very sightseeing.
But you could do that, and instead stay in Peking and visit the Forbidden Palace or the Great Wall or something like that. Which, see, the Great Wall is down here an all-day trip. I don't think you want to do that. Because you'd have to drive.
It's a
4-hour drive.
No, I don't do that. I don't want to sightsee. I don't think I should go there for sightseeing. Let's face it, it's true. So I may knock that out too. I'll have any choose of town. It's not going to be more than 4 days, I can assure you. I'm not going to make a trip anyways for 4 days. Can't justify it.
Well, you get, by not spending the night in another city, you get out of a deadly, though, provincial leader's banquet type thing.
Good point.
Good
point.
Alex is working it back through whoever talked to them to begin with, because we had original contact with them.
Any of this conversation with Henry and these logistic things, you want to be present there when I go trying to play this.
And the logistics, I think that's probably a good idea.
It'd be a good idea.
Plus, no, I think he'd probably just assume that in there.
Comfort on my way. He won't be able to get around shit. Directly with me. Down. So, the range of the back of the call, we won't put it out, we should never put out a call, you know, but she'll tell everybody.
Very nice. That's another advantage doing that, it has some visibility. You know, that raises the question. Those people say, well, why did you know, where did he come from or something? You know, the president sent him.
One of our top military men, like, top 80.
Now, they've got some of those guys that they've used for this. There are two or three of them that are
very good, probably best of them. So they know how to
do. Yeah.
Quiet day after yesterday was a very driving day in a sense because of the high tension preparing for the press. A lot of them out there and then whamming out there at the meeting thing and whamming out to
some stuff cooking yesterday.
And down to the Congress and back to the
tomorrow. You ought to see Rumsfeld for a few minutes too.
I already did.
Oh, did you?
He came in with Schultz.
Oh, fine.
We had a long talk. I think that served
because
he and Schultz came together.
that's a direction. That's fine. As long as he's just a...
I think Bill Ryder is my Wells. Or a letter to ambassadors, maybe by, Southport State. I remember I mentioned those 4 points that he made, and, I wonder if you could get that some way into the litany. I mean, I think it's good that the legislative leaders are sort of important. Is that a good thing to be on that, too?
Sure.
Bill had sent an ambassador, it occurred to me that this is the point we should be making. These points, and it could be this announcement, the story announcement, if he wants. He will check on the channel, on the African trip. Because if a business institute doesn't know what we're doing, I'm sure it would be good.
Some of them we just better if we don't.